Against this backdrop of military tensions, diplomatic efforts continue at multiple levels, though with increasingly mixed results. The intersection of foreign policy crises and domestic political calculations is creating unique challenges for decision-makers worldwide.
The most immediate diplomatic test comes with Rubio's revised Israel-Lebanon ceasefire proposal, which he'll present at Tuesday's emergency talks. Sources familiar with the plan describe it as significantly more comprehensive than previous efforts, including new monitoring mechanisms and economic incentives for compliance. But the fundamental challenge remains that both sides have already demonstrated their willingness to abandon agreements when convenient.
What makes this particularly complex is the domestic political pressure in both Israel and the United States. Netanyahu faces coalition pressure from parties that view any ceasefire as capitulation, while Rubio must navigate a Republican base that's generally supportive of aggressive Israeli military action. This domestic political reality significantly constrains diplomatic flexibility.
The Iran negotiations present an even more complicated dynamic. Trump's decision to return Tehran's latest peace draft with tougher conditions reflects not just negotiating strategy, but also the political reality that any deal with Iran faces enormous skepticism from Congress. Iran's demand for ironclad guarantees partly reflects their awareness that American political transitions can completely reverse diplomatic agreements.
Iran's internal political situation adds another layer of complexity. Reports indicate that officials have been warned after a lawmaker questioned Supreme Leader Khamenei's legitimacy, an extraordinary breach of political protocol that suggests internal pressure on the regime. When authoritarian governments face domestic challenges, they often become less flexible in international negotiations.
There's also the revelation that an ex-Revolutionary Guard commander claims to have warned about a plot to kill Khamenei. Whether this represents genuine intelligence or political positioning, it indicates serious internal security concerns that could influence Iran's willingness to make concessions in international talks.
European diplomatic efforts reflect growing frustration with great power dynamics. President Macron's calls for swift U.S.-Iran deals and Lebanon ceasefire represent traditional middle power diplomacy, but European influence in Middle East affairs has been declining for years. France's seizure of the Russian tanker suggests they're increasingly willing to take unilateral action when multilateral diplomacy fails.
Domestically, Tuesday's primary elections in six states could significantly alter the political landscape. The most watched race is in Texas, where Ken Paxton's surprise victory over Senator John Cornyn in the Republican primary has completely changed the general election dynamics. Democrats are pointing to new polling showing James Tallarico narrowly leading Paxton as evidence that Texas could be competitive.
This Senate race matters beyond Texas because it could determine control of the chamber. If Democrats can flip Texas while holding their other seats, they maintain Senate control regardless of outcomes in other battleground states. That would give them continued influence over judicial appointments and treaty ratification, including any potential Iran deal.
The domestic political implications extend to Federal Reserve policy as well. Chairman Powell delivered unusually direct warnings about politicizing the Fed during his JFK award speech, reflecting genuine concern about central bank independence. These aren't typical academic concerns. Powell is responding to specific political pressures that could undermine monetary policy effectiveness.
Another domestic issue with international implications is the controversy over ballot security in Los Angeles County, where officials are investigating burned ballots and vandalism ahead of primary elections. While this appears to be isolated criminal activity rather than organized interference, it demonstrates how election integrity concerns can undermine confidence in democratic processes.
Senator Schumer's campaign to eliminate Trump's anti-weaponization fund represents another intersection of domestic politics and foreign policy. The fund was designed to investigate alleged political targeting of Trump associates, but critics argue it could interfere with legitimate national security investigations. How this resolves could affect intelligence cooperation with allies.
The Kennedy Center naming controversy, where Interior Secretary Burgum won't commit to removing Trump's name following a court order, might seem trivial compared to international crises, but it reflects broader questions about presidential power and judicial authority that foreign governments watch carefully when assessing American political stability.
Perhaps most significantly, Trump's decision to shelve a planned call with Taiwan's President Lai ahead of a potential Xi Jinping visit demonstrates how domestic political considerations increasingly drive foreign policy timing. The signal this sends to Taiwan about American reliability is being analyzed carefully in Beijing, Taipei, and allied capitals.
What emerges from this complex diplomatic landscape is that traditional statecraft is increasingly constrained by domestic political considerations in democracies, while authoritarian governments face their own internal pressures that limit flexibility. This creates a challenging environment for meaningful international agreements.